Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, there, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This morning, we're presenting the Daily Inspiration this morning, and we're just glad that you're able to tune in. And we have our special minister today who's going to be doing the inspirational morning portion of this show. So I'm going to introduce you to him. This is an old friend of mine and a very spiritual brother that I've known for many, many years. And you just give him your ear and listen, and I'm sure that you will be well knowledgeable by the time you finish off the show. This brother's really been around for a while, and he knows his way around the new age and metaphysical world. This morning, we're going to have Reverend Taiwo Inman going to be doing the hosting, doing the presentation this morning. Reverend, are you there?
I am here. Top of the day to you, Reverend JB. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, very good. Well, yes. Reverend, it's your show now. So you introduce yourself to the folks and just go.
All right. Well, beloved brothers and sisters, my name is Taiwo Sule Inman. Everybody calls me T or Reverend T. I don't care what you call me. Just call me. And so I just want to say I'm really blessed and happy to be doing this daily inspiration with you all. And I want to start off in the beginning with a quote. And I want you to really think about this quote as we go through our daily inspiration today. We are going to be talking about compassion. I am a source of compassionate understanding. If you don't have a pen and paper handy, you want to get a pen and paper handy, because I'm going to leave you some gems that you may want to use throughout the week and throughout the day. But let us just start with this truth right here and get it down. Now, listen to me here. And this is a quote. I don't know where the quote comes from, but I just remember it. It says, if you see the moon, you see the beauty of God. If you see the sun, you see the power of God. If you see the mirror, you see that. If you see the mirror, you see the best creation of God. So believe in yourself. Did you get that? When you see yourself, you see the best creation of God. And so I just want you to hold that in mind as we move forward through this daily inspiration. Now, I'm taking this daily inspiration and I'm paraphrasing from the Daily Word of Unity publication, and this one was from Thursday, December the 3rd. But I've made it my own. And you know, beloved, all the world's people want to feel seen and heard and to be loved and accepted. All of us, we all have struggles, insecurities, and fears. Am I right? We have some securities, we have some fears, and we have some struggles. But guess what? Everybody wants to be seen, wants to be heard, wants to be loved, and wants to be accepted. And the way that we go about bringing more love into the world is by being more compassionate. The way that we are by being more compassionate is we have to be empathetic. To be empathetic, I have to understand your come from. And so I want you to just take this idea right here and right now that everybody, so in the world, wants to feel more love, wants to feel accepted. And so if you can get that understanding and know that the person who you are having the greatest struggle with, the person that you're having the greatest difficulty with, guess what? You may be having that struggle and that difficulty with them because, guess what? They're feeling insecure. They're not feeling love. And so if you can help them feel love, then you will have less struggle with them. So here's the key. If you take the time to explore the things that I find most difficult to love in others, you will likely discover they have come from something unhealed within myself. Uh-oh, hold it. Did you hear what I just said? So I'm going to give you an example of what I mean by that. And I'm going to say it one more time. If you take the time to explore the things that you find most difficult to love in others, you will likely discover they have come from something unhealed within yourself. And now I'm talking to me, within myself. Let me give you an example. I had a conflict with a friend who I love dearly, a young lady recently, And I said to her, you are selfish. You are self-centered. Everything's about you. Everything's about you. And I got really irritated. And what she had said to me was she felt that I wasn't caring. I wasn't being loving toward her. I made her feel insecure. Well, and something rose up in me, and I really got irritated with her. And I was like, you're self-centered. You're insecure. Now, the irony of that was my reaction to what she was saying was this very same thing that she was complaining about. That is, she didn't feel loving. Well, guess she didn't feel loved. She didn't feel like I cared about her. Well, guess what my reaction was? My reaction wasn't loving. My reaction wasn't caring. My reaction was, you're self-centered. You're thinking about you. This is not about you right now. This is about me. My reaction to what she challenged me about, to react selfishly, because I told her, guess what? This is not about you. This is about me right now. Now, as a student of New Thought, and I should have, my reaction should have been, what's going on? What's happening? How are you feeling? Why are you feeling this way? But I got angry with her. I got upset. You know what I got upset about? That she was bothering me with her problem. Did you hear what I said? And so what I realized was the very thing that she was challenging, that she was complaining about, was that I was actually being that. I was actually being that. And so, my friends, people come into your life for you to heal it, for it to be a blessing for you. So if you get the lesson, then you can get the blessing. So when someone comes in your life, I don't care if it's a political leader, if it's a wife, a husband, a significant other, a child, and you find yourself getting upset, angry, irritated, in other words, in any way, if you find yourself moving into negative energy, you're not responsible for what people do or say in your presence or to you, but you are responsible for your response. And so whenever our response is negative in any way, that's on us. And we have, as New Thought students, we have an obligation to learn how to really respond in a positive way. Now, I'm not talking about putting your head in the sand. I'm talking about, let me make sure I get the lesson so I can get the blessing. Now, the lesson may be that you don't need this kind of person in your life, and you need to bless them and send them on their way. The lesson may be whatever. There's only four areas, friends, everybody is concerned about: love, health, wealth, or perfect self-expression. Everything comes under those categories. So you may have it going on in terms of health. You may have always been healthy. You may look good, feel good, never been sick, and so forth and so on. But you may have challenges in one of the areas, and maybe in terms of money, or vice versa. And so whatever the circumstance or situation, what I want you to do is I want you to do what? Look within yourself and say, is there something here for me to learn? You will likely discover that whatever the challenge or the problem is, it comes from something unhealed within yourself. And so, friends, if you're like me, I've been in many relationships with women over my many years here. And eventually I found out something. They all were very similar. They all were very similar. And guess what the similarity was? Me. I was the common element. And they all ran into the same problem. What? I got bored. I no longer was interested. And so I began to look into myself to see what was my motivation, what was going on with me, so I could get the lesson. And then I could get the blessing. And so I turned my attention from blaming them, because they all were very different people, seemingly different personalities. I turned to say, okay, Reverend T, what is it that the commonality in the relationship? And it was me. And it was my lack of commitment. And so I began to look and see what was that about. And that was based on some fear. That was based on lack of love of self. So, my friends, what I'm just sharing with you is very simple and very, very direct. Whenever you're having a challenge in life with whoever or whatever it is, don't ask what's wrong with them. Don't even ask, why is this in my life? within the mirror and remember who you are. You are God's best creation. And ask, what is the lesson for me to learn? And when you ask that question, you're not asking from the God outside of yourself. You're asking from the divine intelligence within yourself. You've got the answer, but we've got to be quiet long enough to hear the answer so we can get the lesson, so we can get the blessing. So what I'm saying is it might even reveal wounded parts of yourself if met with understanding and love can be healed. This is very important, beloved ones. We all have had things that have happened to us in life. We've lost loved ones. We've lost relationships. We've lost jobs. We've lost money. We've had disappointment. Life, if you live long enough, life happens. You know, you get this disease or whatever it may be. It didn't happen the way that you wanted to happen. But if you hold on to that, it can from being the best creation that God meant for you to be. So the key here, I want you to write this down, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key to be able to have compassion. Because in order to have compassion, you've got to have understanding. And you got to let go of the pain and the hurt. And so, friends, I'm going to give you a shortcut that will be faster than therapy. It is called forgiveness. In the scripture, it says to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, in that instruction, the juxtaposition that was given to us so that you could understand what was going on was to love your neighbor as yourself. The connecting knowledge was spirit, hope that you understood how to love yourself, so then you could love others. You see what I'm saying? And so the key starts very much with, I got to love others, but I can't love others if I don't know how to love myself. And one of the ways that you can shortcut, therapy is fine and all of that, but I'm telling you this, forgiveness. I'm going to give you this decree right now. Write it down. I am the forgiving love of God. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. I want you just to take that throughout the day. And every time you find a situation or circumstance, especially as it pertains to yourself, but anybody else, you're beating up on yourself, I want you to say, I forgive. Notice, what you want, you first got to give. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. Say that with me. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. That's your mantra for the through the day. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. And notice, first you give what you want, forgiveness, right? Then you declare for yourself by the I am. Every time you say I am, it's got to follow something positive after that. I forgive. I am forgiven. All right? That is the God and the presence and the power that beats your heart. It does all the millions of things and bodily functions that go on that you don't have to constantly think about. That is the presence and power of God, which we refer to as the I am. So I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. You got it? I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. And then I'm going to give you another one. It's a little bit more esoteric, but use this. I am the cosmic Christ law of forgiveness. Say that. I am the cosmic Christ law. That's cosmic. That's everything out there in the universe and the world. And you're it. You're declaring your oneness with it. I am the cosmic Christ law of forgiveness. And then flame of all inharmonious action and human consciousness. Now, let me explain what this consuming flame is. The consuming flame is actually the action of the Holy Spirit, and when you call it into being, it will begin to consume that negative energy that is in and around you. You don't even have to know what it is. And I want you to just take that 15 minutes a day. You'll begin to see your life change. You'll begin to see yourself be pleasant with somebody who you're not pleasant with. Okay, or they'll just move out of your world harmoniously. I am the cosmic Christ law of forgiveness and consuming flame of all inharmonious action and human consciousness. Now, beloved friends, I'm a follower of the teachings of Jesus the Christ, but I understand that the teachings that he gave us is for all of us to manifest it. So whenever you hear me say Christ, I am referring to not the brother Washo who walked here a few thousand years ago and did what he did. I'm referring to the power of God in you. The Christ within you, the anointing of God within you. And I'm calling you back to remember it, to remember who you are. So say that. I am the cosmic Christ law of forgiveness and consuming flame of all inharmonious action. Now, that is a flame of love. That see yourself more like when you're in the shower, you know, you're having your nice hot shower and you're washing the day off. It's that kind of energy. It's not a hurtful, burning energy. I know sometimes when I say consuming flame, it disconnects with people. But this is a healing love.
Okay, Reverend T, you're off the air, man. You're off the air. You've been off the air for about 30 seconds. Yeah, you missed the time.
I didn't hear the countdown.
Yeah, you were talking. You didn't listen. You got to listen out for it. About 9, next time, get your time or something. Okay, that's okay, brother.
Yeah.
It's been time out of the gate. You did an excellent job. We'll give you a talk. I'm going to send you a picture of an inexpensive headphone I got. I think that the quality of your cell phone is not as good if you use a headphone with a mic. Okay, but you pick one up at Best Buy up for about $39. But anyway, I'm going to end the show, and we'll talk. Excellent job, brother. Excellent job. Okay?
All right. All right,
brother.
Great being back in the flow. Thank you.
All right, brother. All right, brother.